Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories.
Hip-hop is coming to a school in the Bronx, the Bronx School of Hip-Hop. A 9 through 12 school in District 9 in the Claremont section of the Bronx will open for the 26-27 school year. Kids there will study emceeing, DJing, graffiti, breaking. Meantime, over in the High Bridge, South Crotona section, the Bronx School of Arts and Exploration will serve K through 8 students with disabilities. The Academy of Cultural Excellence in Long Island City is also opening. West Q Elementary, which emphasizes languages, is coming to Woodside. Mayor Mamdani made the announcement alongside the school's Chancellor Samuels today. They say this is just the first step toward expanding high-quality education. The schools do aim to increase seat capacity in neighborhoods with historical overcrowding. Three Staten Island men have admitted to trying to bribe a juror in the drug trafficking trial of former heavyweight boxer Goran Gokic. The trio was charged with offering a juror as much as $100,000 to vote not guilty at the close of the trial. Just over a week after jury selection wrapped, prosecutors say the three men met with the juror and made the cash offer, then had a meeting amongst themselves about making the payment. They were arrested a day later, and prosecutors say they were found with a document with the juror's name, home address, and place of employment. They each face up to 20 years in prison. A rent strike kicking off today in East Flatbush, Brooklyn, where some residents say they have been living under terrible conditions for years.
Tenants living at 651 Brooklyn Avenue have been forced to come outside of their homes because they don't feel safe staying in them. Alston Pilgrim has been here for 46 years and is one of many tenants on rent strike.
He was harassing tenants in all kinds of vicious ways, saying he didn't receive rent, when in truth, in fact, he had already cashed the checks.
About 75% of the building is on board, including Teresa Thompson.
There's structural damage. The bathroom ceiling leaked. I'm afraid to use the lights in the bathroom because I'm afraid between the water and the electrical system, it's going to cause an electrical fire.
We toured the apartments to find rodent droppings, mold, and crumbling ceilings. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in East Flatbush.
And 1010 Winds has indeed reached out to the landlord for comment. New York's landmark paid family leave law is allowing more working moms to take time off after giving birth. The city health department says New Yorkers who worked through their pregnancies became more likely to take postpartum leave and then to return to the same job after the law went into effect in 2018. Some disparities do still exist, however. Lower income residents on Medicaid are still less likely to take any type of paid leave than those with private insurance. Somebody hit a 71-year-old man with a metal pole this morning. Sources say just after 8:30, the two men got into some kind of an argument in front of a hardware store on 9th Avenue near West 40th Street. The victim was hit in the head. He did have to go to the hospital, but is expected to be okay. Sources are also telling us the other man was arrested. No word yet on any charges. To Long Island now, where a nursing student is already saving lives.
This was a test that was not on paper. Sage Collalori, who is a nursing student and works here at Rico's Pizza in Levittown, says she immediately started chest compressions when one of her customers collapsed.
I did a full round of compressions. After about 2 minutes, I would say that she kind of like choked up. She started talking to us again.
The 20-year-old says she could not believe the experience happened.
As a student, we're always practicing for situations like this. So it was just honestly very crazy and kind of like, I can't believe this is happening moment.
The woman is recovering. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Governor Hochul says she is thinking about redistricting in New York. This after the U.S. Supreme Court gutted a key part of the Voting Rights Act. Hochul saying New York didn't start the fight, but with several states trying to redraw their congressional maps, this is the reality.
This started over a year ago, or almost a year ago, in Texas, and it's opened up the floodgates to other states, deciding that they don't have to follow the rules, and therefore, they think they can get a strategic and political advantage, which is to the disadvantage of places like New York.
Hochul saying today she will meet with Congressman Joe Morelli to discuss what redistricting would look like here. And she says New Yorkers should get the chance to vote on it. The Supreme Court struck down a majority black Democrat-held district in Louisiana, a move that could lead to similar districts being drawn out of existence in a number of Republican-led states ahead of the all-important midterm elections. Somebody in Manhattan has tested positive for the measles, marking the fifth confirmed case in the city so far this year. The city health department says this case was an unvaccinated adult. All five were related to international travel. The risk to the general public, they say, is low. Meantime, Nassau County has its first measles case in more than 2 years.
Dr. Andrew Handel of Stony Brook Children's Hospital says measles is highly contagious. And before you get the measles rash, you are contagious for 4 days prior. He says in this case, the child is under five and is unvaccinated from Nassau County.
In New York State, MMR, our measles vaccination rates are quite high. And so the likelihood of it spreading to additional individuals is less likely.
He says measles does not just spread from face-to-face contact.
Measles is spread through airborne transmission, and then it lingers in the air and can stay there for a couple hours.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Governor Hochul still holds a firm lead over Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman in the latest Siena poll on the gubernatorial race. Pollster Steven Greenberg tells 1010 Winds Hochul is up 3 percentage points from the last poll, holding a 16-point lead, even though her approval rating actually dropped to the lowest level in a year.
Governor Hochul's favorability rating dropped net 8 points, as did her job approval rating. Her favorability rating is now in negative territory, or underwater, if you will, whereas her job approval rating remains still in positive territory, but barely.
And Greenberg also says 6 months out, voters are largely in their partisan lanes, with 3/4 of Democrats supporting Hochul, 3/4 of Republicans supporting Blakeman. A runaway wallaby has been captured in New Jersey after escaping from its enclosure in Cape May County. The 2-year-old marsupial managed to break free overnight from the Cape May County Park and Zoo, and somebody spotted it this morning near the Cape May Courthouse. The sheriff's office said about 10:30 in the morning, the wallaby was safely recovered and on its way home. If you've ever taken the subway, you know Bernie Wagenblast, the voice behind the classic, "Please Stand Away from the Platform Edge," I don't do it justice, has been named as a grand marshal for this year's New York City Pride March. After transitioning in her 60s, Wagenblast says she really understands the importance of living authentically, no matter where you are in your journey.
Visibility is so important right now. Living in the New York, New Jersey area, the Northeast, where we have a lot of acceptance and support, you can lose sight of what it might be like for people who are in less accepting areas.
Also named as Grand Marshals, SNL alum Bowen Yang, Pose star Dominique Jackson, RuPaul's Drag Race star Peppermint, and Gays Against Guns, the Pride March, Sunday, June 28th, and 1010 Winds is a media partner of NYC Pride.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.